Our Fair City is proudly supported by Simplecast. Simplecast makes podcasting easy, affordable, and downright friendly. Use the promo code Chicago to get 50% off your first 3 months.
Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by the company you depend upon for all of your greatest needs, Heart Life. These stories are true dramatizations from Our Fair City's glorious history. So listen and remember, Heart Life, all the life you'll ever need.
Through my head this morning, ringing in my ears like the sweet, lost muzak of my youth. I don't care if you're running a company or steering the course of a civilization. Endurance is really all that matters. Endure! I stand now on Sea Deck, once a vibrant community, a locus of bustle and business. It was here that young Allison Dalton ensnared the legendary heart of Neil Henderson. Down this very street, a band of itinerant Stormhawks blundered their way into a revolutionary movement, and beneath my very feet, Lomi the Mole Person used words far beyond her station to reclaim her companion from the depths of despair. Such history. And now, a blanket of bone-colored dust coats everything. It looks very much like a scene from the outdoors. Well, when the world was still cold and good, before the green, before the horror. Ah, here! Alsbar. Would you look at that? Dear listener, after all the tribulation, the monsters, the mutineers, the malfeasance, in spite of it all, there is still a bottle of Crater's brandy. Perfectly intact, waiting on the top shelf. Waiting, perhaps, for someone who endures. In happier times, persons of business would toast each other with strong spirits, wishing health and success to their quarterly goals, their direct reports, and their families, in that order. The true historical event which I have prepared you for tonight began in this very bar, incited by the arrival of a mysterious mother of the founders. There it is! Incited by the arrival of a ransom note scrawled upon a yellowing employment card, writ large with the enduring threat, if you ever want to see your son alive again, come home. Come alone.
Elizabeth, if you think I'm going to sit idly by while you walk into a trap...
You call this walking?
While you scuttle into a trap...
I can handle myself.
But we don't even know who these kidnappers are. What if it's Tower Watch? What if it's murder? What if it's ant people?
Ant people?
You never know.
I get that you're worried, and it's sweet and weird to see you like this. But with the city falling to pieces, people are doing desperate things. Nathan could be in real trouble.
But it's so obviously a trap. And Ah, you are infuriating. I don't want you to die.
Reanimator?
I mean for real this time.
Because last time was just practice.
Elizabeth, after everything we've been through, risking your safety for Nathan? Well, what I mean to say is...
He's a jerk.
Your words!
And why should I risk my life to save someone who tried to kill me?
And me!
Yeah! Andrew, don't sneak.
I've been here like the whole time.
Oh, well, perhaps you can talk some sense into...
You gotta go, Mom.
Has everyone gone crazy?
Don't get me wrong, I don't like it any more than he does. But when you love someone, sometimes you gotta do stuff that's dangerous and dumb.
Thank you.
Even if it is super dumb. Like, really, really dumb.
Go to bed, Andrew.
Oh, jeez. Mom? Be careful.
I'll be home soon.
Doors opening. Doors closing.
Elizabeth, stop.
Hey. Lift me up.
If you think physical affection will lessen my resolve, well, you're only partially right.
Herbert West, I love you, and I always will. But I have to go.
Why?
Albuquerque. Everyone who lives there wants to kill you. You know you can never go back. But in spite of everything, that place will always be a part of you. Nathan is my Albuquerque.
Albuquerque was a beautiful, beautiful calamity.
Failing until you get it right. That's science.
You're right, of course. Except about the inhabitants of Albuquerque. No survivors. You're right.
Put me down, dear. It's time to go.
Just one more thing.
Hey, what are you doing? Those are my legs!
I was saving this feature for our anniversary, but in light of current events...
Whoa.
Yes. 3 robotic tentacles. Call me old-fashioned.
These have been tucked inside all along?
Sort of. They were maturing. Oh, take them for a spin.
They're unsettlingly smooth.
Like a certain doctor I know.
You maniac.
I love you too. Now go, before I change my mind. Go, and save the lad.
For science?
For Albuquerque.
And so, Elizabeth, newly entangled, races across the shadowy corridors of C-Deck. The people move her tracks, all but useless during the rash of civil disobedience, provide an expedient shortcut from Al's bar to the residential block. Inhabited by the Rourke family a lifetime ago.
Damn it! Oh, wait. Right where I left him. Hope the power's still on. Crap. Hello? Look, I don't want any trouble. I'm just here to...
Howdy!
Ah! Ah!
What the hell, bro?
Alan?
Elizabeth! What? What kind of mechanical monkey shines?
Long story. I'm friends with scientists.
This is not science! I don't mean to be rude, but would you release me, pudding pill?
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Oof!
And Alan, don't call me that.
Sorry. Old habit.
Very old. Where are they? Where's Nathan?
I don't know. Somebody stapled a note to one of my boys and said to come alone.
Did you?
No. He didn't.
Nathan!
Kiddo!
Sorry for the deception, but I didn't see an easier way to get you here. But with your... populist uprising and your adventures in, I don't know, body mutilation?
I'm normally more put together, okay?
It's fine.
It's not fine! Look at those springy noodles!
If we could just shift gears for a second here. We've had a lot of disagreements and misunderstandings over the years, but we're all here tonight, alive and well.
Are you alive?
Well, whatever state of animation we're in, I think it's significant that we're still here.
Huh?
I'm saying that against all odds, we survived. Our family is still intact, and I hope that tonight we can put aside our differences and sit down and enjoy a family dinner.
Ooh, algae pillows.
Blueberry muffin, your favorite.
Uh-huh. Please, sit. Mom?
Nathan, what do you want?
What?
This is a trap, right? A scheme to put you back in good standing with the company?
No.
You want Herbert, then? Or Andrew? Are you waiting for them to show up so you can call the authorities?
Mom, no.
Say... is this some kind of kooky scheme to get your mother and I to fall back in love?
Horrible.
Ew, no.
Then what do you want from me?
I don't want anything, all right? There's no con, no ulterior motive. It's just everything is falling apart. And I feel like I thought if I could just bring all of us together, maybe we could... maybe it would feel okay again.
Nathan.
I don't know where the city's headed. I screwed up every friendship, every alliance I've ever had. And I'm scared, Mom. I'm lost.
Everybody's lost, son. That's why you gotta figure out what you stand for. Then no matter where they put you, you can rise up and fight for your convictions and to hell with the consequences.
Great advice.
It is.
That's how you wound up in the cube.
You spent some time in the box yourself, if I'm not mistaken. And anyway, I went down fighting the system. I refused to collaborate.
Collaborate? We had a son to raise.
Just another cog in the great gears of the machine if his parents capitulate. And furthermore, you're not lost, son. You're a Hendersonian. You just don't know it yet.
Founders, could you be any more hypocritical?
What?
I didn't know Neil for very long, but I knew him well enough to see that he would never abandon his loved ones to go lead some vainglorious resistance movement.
The Hendersonians are my loved ones.
That's your problem right there.
So, I was kind of hoping we could focus a little more on me.
Oh, I'm sorry, Nathan. How was your day?
Don't be rude to the boy, Puddin'Bill.
Do not call me that. And Nathan is not a boy. He's a grown man who knows damn well that this is a waste of all of our time.
Mom!
What? You tried to beat me to death with a shovel, you left my severed head on the frozen tundra, you nearly murdered Andrew, and now you want me to forget all that like it never happened?
No, I want... I don't know what I want. I just don't want to be alone anymore.
Nathan, I love you.
I love you too, Mom.
Let me finish. I love you, but this dinner, the reunion, it's all a farce. We didn't make it as a family even back when you were little.
There were some good years.
Which ones were those exactly?
Well, you could have tried harder.
Alan, I swear. Look, Nathan, I will always be your mother. But tonight isn't about repairing our relationship. It's about you manipulating us in order to feel better.
That's completely unfair. You think it's easy for me to come back here? To sit down again with you two? Look, I screwed up, okay? And I'm trying to make it right. Can't you appreciate that? Can't you just give me the benefit of the doubt? I'm a good person. You know that.
No.
What do you mean, no?
You grew up, Nathan. You've changed. We all have.
I'm still your son.
I know.
Then help me. Help you do what? I don't know.
A mother's job isn't to make her child feel better. It's to teach him how to live.
I know how to live. In case you haven't noticed, I've survived this whole damn nightmare by myself.
That's not the same. Nathan, if you honestly want me back in your life, you need to make amends.
How? What can I possibly do to take it all back?
I don't know. It takes time.
Where are you going?
Home, Nathan.
Wait. Mom, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I can crash here if you want.
And that, dear listener, For all I know, was the final dissolution of the Rourke family. Enough! Oh! That was the last brandy in the whole world. It's the end of the brandy. The end of the world. But it is not, dear listener, the end of our story. So see you next time, and remember, endure. Everybody's got to endure, even when there's nobody left to listen.
Loyal Policies, this is executive producer Jeffrey Gardner. Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Our Fair City. We've just released our Patreon-funded Herbert West miniseries, Tales from Albuquerque, on our Patreon. Become a member for as little as $1 per month at patreon.com/heartlifenfp to hear that now. We'd also like to give a shout out to one of our very special manager-level Patreon backers, Jennifer Shire. Jennifer, thanks to your diligent work over the last fiscal cycle, your manager has been granted 3 extra days off. Treasure the accomplishment of working for the common good, Loyal Policy. Thank you all so much for your support. And as always, we'll see you in the tunnels.